I'm Mary Carol Magazzini, and this is VPR News. The number of monarch butterflies that overwinter in Mexico's forests is down by 90% or more over the past two decades. About half of these butterflies come from the U.S. Midwest, where their larvae feed on common milkweed. A recent study cites a huge decline in milkweed in the Midwest, in part due to use of agricultural pesticides. Vermont, on the other hand, has a healthy milkweed population. State biologist Mark Ferguson says Vermont's meadows provide a critical food source for monarchs, and this could help boost the population. Mark Ferguson is here to talk with us about Vermont's role in supporting the migrating monarchs. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for speaking with me.
Good morning.
Now, we know the population has been drastically declining over the last decade. Can you give us an overview of the main factors contributing to their decline?
Loss of the larval food source, which is mostly common milkweed, but a few other species of milkweed as well. The loss of that food source is primarily responsible for the reduction in the numbers of monarchs that overwinter in Mexico.
Why has the density of the milkweed gone down?
It could be a number of factors. At least one study has showed that there's a link, or at least some correlation between when pesticide use in the Midwest started increasing dramatically and populations of monarchs started to go down. I think there's some validity there just because you have much larger scale of agriculture going on in the Midwest, where you have over 50% of monarchs being produced in the country. There's been quite a decline in the number of overwintering monarchs. You know, it's gone from something close to a billion at its height down now to, you know, we're talking probably 50 million in that range.
Is that attributed to the use of pesticides in the U.S.?
That's one of the possibilities. You know, of course, we're talking about a herbicide here, so not something that directly kills monarchs, but potentially affects the milkweed. So some studies out in the Midwest have shown that along with, you know, the decline in the monarchs, we've also seen a great decline in the density and overall area of milkweed, which is absolutely necessary to the life cycle of the monarch.
Where does Vermont fit in? I know there are a lot fewer monarchs here.
We do play an important role, but it comes later in the year. We see some of the last generations every year. I don't know if you are familiar with the life cycle, but it takes a few generations of monarchs from when they leave the overwintering sites in Mexico to actually get up to the northern parts of the continent, such as in Vermont. So we may be seeing the third generation in a particular year, and then we will see another generation that is produced on our milkweed, of course, and then eventually in the late part of the year, getting into fall, those monarchs will then fly back down all the way to Mexico in a single generation. And I should say, in Vermont, the use of herbicides is much, much lower. You don't have the great large-scale agriculture that you have in the Midwest. So we're seeing smaller fields, much more edge, where you might have milkweed growth. And of course, roadsides are a great place for milkweed as well. So I think we have a much better potential for managing lands for milkweed than they have in the Midwest at this point.
If you're thinking in terms of what Vermonters with fields could do to promote better milkweed growth, what would that be?
Yeah, I'd say at this point, managing for that milkweed, if you have milkweed on a property, consider leaving it in place. As you know, most people know, the monarchs tend to show up later in the season. So we get into July, August, that's when we start seeing more monarchs. That's when they need the milkweed. So if someone has a nice piece of land, a pasture or a hayfield somewhere, but if it's not necessary to mow it for other purposes, consider just leaving that unmowed during the growing season. And then when the monarchs eventually arrive, they will lay their eggs on that milkweed. The larvae will use it for their food source. And really, that's what's supplying that last generation of monarchs before they fly back down south again.
And when is that usually? September or earlier?
They can stay amazingly long into the season compared to some other butterflies. They will usually leave in October. It all depends on the weather. I've seen them staying into November. Believe it or not, early November. But there are a lot of late season flowering plants that are still being used by monarchs.
Can the population of milkweed in Vermont actually have an impact on the population of monarch butterflies?
I think that it can. With the decline of the population in the Midwest, I think that what we can preserve here in terms of a food source for monarchs in the long term is going to be very important. Our monarchs don't necessarily come from the Midwest. They have different routes of flight that they take. So many of our monarchs are not actually going through that area, but they're going to be coming up along the eastern coast. So I think in the long term, whatever happens out in the Midwest, we can still have an impact. We can still keep the species going and at least part of its range to the same extent that we always have.
So where do monarch butterflies fit in with the other pollinators that we need to keep our food supply going?
Monarchs are a very visible species, and people seem to notice them. I know 2 years ago when we had a real reduction in the overwintering population, and that was reflected in the numbers here in Vermont, I didn't see any for the whole year in the state. I was getting calls, I was getting emails, people were telling me in conversation, hey, where are the monarchs? That seems to be kind of, you know, a poster child pollinator. But it's good to realize that there are many other pollinators that are serving an important function throughout the whole growing season. Bees, butterflies, moths, even beetles, things like that, that really are absolutely necessary to, you know, not only our crops, but our wildflowers, you know, trees, different things out there that require their services.
All right, that's great. Mark, thank you so much.
You bet.